Welcome back. And if you're just tuning in, this is host Christina Michelle Patterson. And on today's Juno Afternoon, I'm talking about three ways to heal from judgment. In the first segment, I explained that with all the unrest going on in the world, there are a lot of opportunities to pass judgment on situations and people around us. I described the difference between judgments that discern and judgments that discriminate. How we tend to see our opinions as absolute facts, and how isolating and dangerous for relationships that can be. I also shared that what we judge others most harshly on is really an unhealed place within ourselves. So now I'm going to share three ways to heal our own wounds and refrain from judging others so unnecessarily. The first step is to bring some mindfulness to what you want to do. And I like to use the phrase, what gets measured gets managed. Because when we bring our attention to the quantity or the frequency of something, we have a much better chance of either increasing it, or in this case, we want to decrease it. So in this process, what you can do if you are good with keeping notes or using a journal, and it's accessible to you throughout the day, you can just make a mark for every judgmental thought or comment you have. An easy way to do this is just using the 5-line system, where you draw 4 lines and the fifth one, 4 short lines, and then the fifth one is a slash through the first 4, so you have like a bundle of 5 lines. And then you just keep track all throughout the day. And at the end of the day, you can tally up how many judgmental thoughts you had or judgmental statements you made. In the beginning, the goal is not to slow down your judgmental thoughts or statements. It's just to bring attention to how many of them you are having. Bringing that awareness to the frequency or quantity of your judgments is going to have a big impact later on when you work on decreasing them. Usually when we ballpark things, we either way overestimate or we tend to way underestimate. So this is going to be a really good way to get a good idea of exactly where you're starting off with your judgments. Another way that you can keep track of your judgmental thoughts or statements is to put a handful of pennies or dimes in your pocket. Let's say in your left pocket at the beginning of the day. And as you go throughout the day, every time you have a judgmental thought or make a judgmental statement, you're just going to move 1 coin from the left pocket to the right pocket. At the end of the day, you're going to count how many coins you have in the right pocket. And that's going to tell you how many judgments you made, unnecessary judgments you made during the day. This is a fun way that you can start to work on this. It doesn't have to be so, you know, stuffy or stressful. You can actually just accept that this is where you are and that's totally okay, and have a little fun with this exercise to change it. Okay. The next one is more in depth. It's going to require some self-reflection here. And it's 4 questions that you can answer to help to heal the underlying cause for the judgments that you make. So we turn the attention that we're giving to others to ourselves, and we answer these 4 questions. The first one is, what or who am I judging? I want you to be as specific as possible. What exactly am I judging? Who am I judging? And you can write out what you're judging these people for. It's best to write it. If you're not into writing, that's okay. You can talk out loud to someone, or even talk out loud to yourself if it helps you. But you want to answer that question, what or who am I judging? The next question is, how does this judgment make me feel? As you're answering that question, I want you to really feel into your body and identify how you're feeling physically. Usually when we are experiencing judgment or judging someone else, if we really stop and pay attention to ourselves, we'll notice that there is a sensation in our body somewhere. Most people experience it in their head, in their chest, or in their stomach. For you, it might be in your back, or it might be tension you're holding in your legs or somewhere else. But just do a check-in with yourself. That's the beauty of doing this work, is that when we're passing judgment on others, it's all outward focused. And we want to start turning that around to look inward. The third question is, why do I feel so justified to judge? And you can answer that honestly and as thoroughly as you can. And then the fourth question is, what moment in my life caused me to feel justified? So here's an example of answering these four questions that I did with a client who had a lot of judgment around people protesting shortly after the death of George Floyd, and why they were protesting during the pandemic while we were still advised to practice social distancing. So answering the question, what or who am I judging? Her answer was people who are protesting during the pandemic. How does this judgment make me feel? Her answer was self-righteous, smarter than them, and guilty because I'm not protesting. It also makes me feel afraid of a spike in numbers, but it also makes me feel proud of them for taking such a strong stand. Why do I feel justified? Her answer was because we still don't know so much about the pandemic, and because we've been told that even though masking does help, we are advised to keep practicing social distancing. What moment in life caused you to feel justified in your judgment around this topic? Her answer was any moment that I watched the news and heard that we are supposed to practice social distancing. Now, in this exercise, what she was able to recognize about herself was, under how does this judgment make me feel, she identified guilt and fear. She also identified that she was proud of the protesters for taking a stand and that she wanted to do so, but that her fear held her back. So after having that realization, it was much easier for her to then start to work on healing her guilt and her fear around her own actions and to stop looking at what other people were doing and judge them as good or bad. So hopefully that gives you an idea of how this exercise can be really helpful in shifting the attention off of others and more onto yourself to heal your own wounds or issues. The last way that we can heal from judgment is what I call cultivating compassion. And this is a very simple mantra that you can use, or you can write out your own. But the one that I like is, I choose to see the light in you. The light in you is all I see. And basically, this is just an acknowledgement that whether you agree with someone or not, there is light in everyone. Some people's light is a lot brighter and easier to see, but everyone has something positive and good about them. And so when you make the statement that I choose to see the light in you and the light in you is all I see, then it starts to help you focus more on what's positive about that person and what they're doing, and to shift the attention off of what you're focusing on that you don't like or that you're judging so harshly. You can make up your own mantra. You can make up a prayer. You can really have any statement that makes you feel better. But this is one that I find helpful and that many other people find helpful as well. You can also split this up. You can just say, I choose to see the light in you. Or you can just say, the light in you is all I see. I personally like to combine them. So you would just recite this mantra or whatever mantra you choose as often as you need to throughout the day. Whenever you catch yourself making a judgment or passing judgment unnecessarily, then you can just say your mantra and start to retrain and reprogram yourself to be a lot less judgmental. And in doing so, you'll find that you are just a lot calmer and more peaceful. And other people might start to notice that about you too, especially if you are very vocal about your judgments. So I'll recap really quickly. The three ways that we can heal from judgment are, number one, by bringing mindfulness to our judgment and remembering what gets measured gets managed. And so we want to start to count the number of judgmental thoughts or statements that we are making every day. Number two, answer the four questions: what or who am I judging? How does this judgment make me feel? Why do I feel justified to judge? And what moment in my life caused me to feel so justified? And finally, number three, cultivate compassion with a mantra of your choosing. And the one that I am offering here is, I choose to see the light in you, and the light in you is all I see. We're going to pause again right here and go to a quick commercial break. And when we come back, I will just summarize what we've talked about again today and also let you know how you can get in touch with the Black Awareness Association of Juneau on Facebook or via email. Thank you, and we'll be right back.